White for Harvesting. Almost 2,000 years ago, Jesus told his disciples, "Lift up your eyes and view the fields, that they are white for harvesting." John 4:35. The same can be said of Myanmar today. Currently, the country has 3,790 publishers, a ratio of one publisher to every 15,931 inhabitants. Truly a vast field for harvest. And with 8,005 people attending the 2012 memorial, the potential for growth is great. As further evidence, consider Rakhine State, a coastal region bordering Bangladesh that has nearly 4 million inhabitants, but not one of Jehovah's Witnesses. Each month, we receive many letters from people in this region requesting literature and spiritual help, says Morris Raj. Also, growing numbers of Buddhists in Myanmar, especially young people, are expressing interest in the truth. Hence, we keep begging the Master to send out more workers into the harvest. Nearly 100 years ago, two intrepid pioneers brought the good news to this mostly Buddhist country. Since then, thousands of people from diverse ethnic backgrounds have taken their stand for the truth. Despite violent conflicts, political upheaval, widespread poverty, religious persecution, international isolation, and natural disasters, Jehovah's Witnesses in Myanmar have shown unwavering devotion to Jehovah God and His Son Jesus Christ. They remain determined to preach the kingdom good news and, as Colossians 1:11 states, to endure fully and be long-suffering with joy.